Part 8. Let the beauty we love be what we do. Getting things in perspective. From the point of view of the universe, from the perspective of infinite space and unimaginable time, what happens on this small planet is of no consequence. But it is of major consequence to us, since we are here, if briefly, and will be passing whatever we do with the world and learn from it on to future generations. Might not it be time for us to capture the full spectrum of our inherent capabilities, to explore and grow into the fullness of what it might mean to be human while we still have the chance? There is considerable evidence that we are at a turning point in our evolution as a species in the next few decades and centuries. Our precocity as maker and thinker has brought us to the point where we can influence our own genes, pursue genetically extended longevity, if not immortality, experiment with silicon biology interfaces for information storage and retrieval, design machines that may soon think better and faster than we do, and maybe someday will feel as well, and maybe in the not-too-distant future make programmable and self-replicating machines and robots so small that we can swallow them and have them literally keep the body in shape molecule by molecule. The prophets of the Old Testament railed at the heedlessness of their own people. Were they alive today, they might rail with equal vim and vigor at our heedlessness as a species now. Whether there are voices that can be heard above the mindless din or not, humanity itself can now no longer afford our own massive interior ignoring of who we are and where we live, nor the ignoring of the consequences of our individual and collective actions, given where our precocity has taken us since those ancient biblical times that were only a short while ago. It is time for us to own our own sentience and to come to our senses while there is still time for us to do so. And while we might not realize it, that time, by all reckoning, is shorter than we think, and the stakes higher. What is at stake, finally, is none other than our very hearts, our very humanity, our species, and our world. What is available to us is the full spectrum of who and what we are. What is required is that we start paying attention and wake up to things as they are. All else will follow.
This has been a Hyperion Audiobooks production of Coming to Our Senses, Healing Ourselves and Our World Through Mindfulness, written and read by Jon Kabat-Zinn, Ph.D. Executive Producer, Maya Thomas. Produced and directed by John Wager. Abridged by Jessica Kay. Production supervised by Linda Ross. Coming to Our Senses is also available in hardcover from Hyperion.